Among the many events held yesterday to observe the 10th anniversary of September 11, 2001, was the dedication of a small patch of land overlooking the creek in downtown Napa. This will become the home of the Napa 9/11 Memorial Garden. Its centerpiece will be a large sculptural installation being created by local artist Gordon Huther around four massive steel beams.
They're very straight, they're very large, they're very thick, somewhere between 20 and 24 feet tall. Each weighs like 20,000 pounds. They just have a certain character that really loans itself to a somber, proud, heroic memorial.
These are pieces of metal that were part of the wreckage from the fallen World Trade Towers, cleared from the Ground Zero site and stored at New York's Kennedy Airport until a use was found for them.
The victims' families decided to make that steel available to any group of people, any nonprofit, anywhere in the world that wanted to make a memorial.
It was the city's fire marshal, Darren Drake, who first suggested that Napa create such a memorial, and Huther immediately agreed to take part. When word eventually came back that their proposal had been approved, Gordon made a point of inspecting the potential raw materials for the project firsthand.
I made arrangements to get into Hangar 17, where all the steel, all the remnant steel from the World Trade Center is stored, and it's all cataloged, measured, weighed. There's burned out fire trucks and boxes of shoes, and it's just a very eerie place.
Two trucks, donated by a Santa Rosa company, picked up and delivered the beams to Napa last May, where Huther was already refining his vision for the future memorial. He says it's more than just the four big pieces of steel.
The memorial has four very thick, large panes of glass coming off of each one, and one has all the victims' names etched onto it. One has the story of the event and what it meant to us as a country. There's also a story about why is it in Napa, and then there's just a blank one with a clear aperture, a window of reflection. So the idea is that you are able to walk through it, and you can start to get a sense of the scale and the height and the mass of the structures and the scale of the destruction.
The Napa 9/11 Memorial Garden is due to be completed and unveiled on September 11th of next year. Huther expects it will become a meaningful spot for years to come and brushes aside any quibbles about placing such an installation in the wine country city.
The fact is that the victims' families made this material available to anybody in the world, and Napa raised their hand.
For more than 30 years, Gordon Huther has been creating large dramatic art pieces in locations around the globe. But this one, he says, has a special meaning for him.
I've done some really remarkably beautiful things for beautiful, expensive homes and beautiful university campuses and whatnot. Nothing compares to dealing with a subject matter of this depth, of this somberness. It's just a privilege, it's an honor, and it's an enormous responsibility.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.